These are the three long vowels in Arabic, and they are long vowels as long as they have sukun on top, and the letter before them has a short vowel of the same nature. And this is what we call natural mad in the Quran, and we extend them for two harakat. Like in this example. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So here, you have to remember to extend the natural mad or mad طبيعي properly, which is two counts. If these conditions are not met, so for example, there is a short vowel on the waw or the ya, then they will turn into a semi-vowel. This, however, is not possible for the alif. So every alif you see in the Quran is a pure long vowel with natural mad. So we will not focus on it in this lesson. But in the case of waw and ya, they can sometimes change their state from a semi-vowel to long vowel, depending on whether you stop at them or link them to the following word. And this causes many common mistakes, especially with these two words, huwa and hiya. The problem with these two words is that they are very common in the Quran, and that if you keep on reading, the waw and the ya will be dealt with as semi-vowels, since they have fatha on top, which means that you can't extend them for two harakat, because they are not long vowels anymore. However, when you stop at them, the fatha will turn into sukun, which means that the waw and ya will turn back into being a long vowel, which will require you to extend them for two harakat to pronounce them properly. Let us consider the following examples. Here, if we link huwa with the word that comes after it, there won't be any natural mad found in this word whatsoever.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
But if you want to stop at this word, you will have to extend the waw for two counts, since it will turn into a long vowel.
الله لا إله إلا هو.
So here it would be wrong not to extend if you stop at huwa. So it would be wrong to say
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa.
One more example.
قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا.
Here again, if you stop at this word, you will end up with a long vowel that didn't exist if you had linked the two words together.
قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ.
So, if you keep on reading, there won't be a long vowel to extend. But if you stop at the word, you will have to deal with the long vowel and extend the natural mad for two counts. This, however, is not exclusive to the words huwa and hiya, and it can occur with other words as well, like in these examples.
فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَعْفُوَ عَنْهُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَعْفُوَ وَلَوْ تَوَاعَدْتُمْ لَخْتَلَفْتُمْ تلفتم في الميعاد ولكن ليقضي الله أمرا كان مفعولا.
So when dealing with words that end with waw or ya, you have to pay extra attention to make sure that you don't leave out a natural mad without extending it, since natural mad or mad طبيعي is mandatory and you have to meet every single one of them in the Quran. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.